Deer Trucking Awesome. What do you think of when someone says tough? Honestly, I think of a Toyota truck. Tundra's one mean mother of a truck with a twin-turbo V6, an incredible going power, and the Tacoma claws through terrain with a taller suspension and lots of creature comforts in the cockpit. Both Toyota trucks are decked out with tons of cool features and tech you'll dig. Check them out at Toyota.com, folks.
Visit your Front Range Toyota stores today. Toyota, let's go places.
Welcome in to the DNVR Rockies podcast, brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook. Now you can use the code DNVR at sign up and get some special offers, like how a $5 bet on the Stanley Cup Final gets you $100 in free bets, win or lose. Thank you for joining us on this. We're recording this on Father's Day. I am Susie Hunter. Look at these guys I got with me.
Two dads right here. Not official dads, but
I was like,
dads.
Wait, what?
Dads in spirit.
Okay. We have dogs.
Fathers.
And we brought our kids here with us today, and they're going to come on the show.
Yeah. Our puppies.
No, wow, congratulations, guys. I had no idea.
I know. It's a surprise for all of us. We all celebrate Father's Day in different ways. So.
That's right.
Happy to be here.
Yes. We've got Brendan Vogete.
I am Brendan Vogete.
Brendan Vogete,
also known as Susie Hunter. I'm happy to be here because it's Father's Day. Father's Day and baseball pair so wonderfully. Father's Day baseball and the Padres as an opponent pairs wonderfully. Mm-hmm. And you know what else goes together well? The Rockies and beating the Padres, apparently. So I feel great. I feel great
crushing
about
them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then everyone say hi to Christian.
What's up, guys? Christian Saez here. I am connected through DNVR. Somewhat through my beautiful wife, Marissa. She runs the socials, but I do have a background in baseball as well. I actually come from Spokane, Washington, where I was doing some stuff with the Spokane Indians, the new minor league affiliate, high A affiliate for the Rockies. So yeah, I'm excited to be here, and what a day to be able to join the show after a big win, a sweep of one of the best teams in baseball right now.
He seems really polished, so I'm sure you don't need me. I will just I'll get going.
Clock out, just, you know, that's fine.
Let's do it. Let's get into it.
But you've been on air too, right?
I have, yes. Yeah. I do have a background in broadcasting as mm-hmm. well. I do some freelance stuff here in Denver. So yeah, it's been a long time coming. I've been excited since we moved here to be able to jump on the podcast, and now I get the perfect opportunity.
Is this your first time on a...
First time.
I can't believe it's taken this long. That's crazy.
I know. It only took the Rockies sweeping the Padres. I appreciate that, right? Celebrate all around. And it only took the Rockies sweeping the Padres for me to get on, so I'll take it.
Well, welcome. We're happy to have you. Happy to talk baseball with you. But first, I mean, we should definitely talk about the big holiday. We're recording this on Sunday. It's Father's Day. There's a lot of Father's Day love. I know we all want to say hi to our dad.
Happy Father's Day, Susie.
What?
Happy Father's Day.
Thank you for wishing me a happy Father's
Day. You're
welcome.
I don't want you to feel left out.
I'm a person who has a father.
This is a day for everyone.
I know a lot of dads.
It is a necessary component.
Yeah.
In some ways, yeah. Yeah. Father's Day is a big one. Yeah. And you mentioned it, too. Father's Day and baseball, it's a perfect combination. You know, you kind of don't really get better than a good Sunday Father's Day out at the ballpark. 43,000 fans. What was it? 43,000?
Yeah.
47? I mean, huge.
47,300 and then some.
There you go. Yeah.
So, yeah, it was an absolute sellout
today.
It was a great crowd today.
Yeah. Doesn't get better than that.
Yeah.
Perfect Sunday.
Did that include our own Patty as well? Was he at this game as a fan?
Oh, right. I should acknowledge Patrick Lyons is not here today because he is taking a very well-deserved day off. He is spending the day with his father for the first time in, I think, 10 years.
Whoa.
So I am happy. And I'm also pretty stoked to, not that I don't like to hear from Patrick, but for most of the day, I didn't hear from Patrick at all, which means he was actually taking some time.
That's good. Yeah, exactly. We're
away
happy
from
him.
Baseball. So I was very happy to see that he was actually like stepping away.
Stepping away from baseball by going to
a baseball. By going to a baseball. Yeah, that's how Patrick unwinds and steps
right.
back.
Gotta take a step back into it. Yeah. Makes
sense.
Oh
my gosh. Yeah, no, barely heard from him. Loved that.
I love that for you too.
Nothing
Susan.
Personal.
And for Patrick.
But yeah, I have a funny Father's Day story about my dad. Well, this isn't even Father's Day related, but there are Wikipedia pages about like local reporters that people will make. So someone made one about me, but they like listed my dad's name as Ribbert Hunter Jr., which is not my dad's name at all. Which also implies the existence of a Ribbert Hunter Sr.
The first, yeah. I don't think there are two Ribberts.
Like my dad's name is Andrew. There is no Ribbert Hunter.
Not even
He's
close.
Not even a Robert.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, like, insane
to me. Yeah, when you told me about that, I was like, all right, maybe Robert. And then, yeah, Andrew.
It's not even a typo.
Complete curveball.
So I just don't even know how it happened.
That's awesome.
So happy Father's Day to Ribby.
Yeah, good old Ribby.
Good old Ribby.
Shout out Ribby. Yeah, that is interesting, too, because when you mentioned that and you said, yeah, good old Ribby, it brought me back to a memory I had with the Spokane Indians. The Spokane Indians have about 4 or 5 mascots that they kind of circle through, depending on the games, too.
Wait. To themselves?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. To
they
themselves.
Have a whole stable.
Like
a whole, of
they have. They have like a whole cache of mascots that they just have like on standby. It's a lot. It's a lot to keep track of as well. But one of them, really the fan favorite, is Ribby the Red Band Trout. Now Ribby is this. A trout is really what
He's
Ribby
a big
is.
Old fish?
It's a big old fish. Yeah. There's a lot of rivers in Spokane, and so yeah, you get to take a look at Ribby if you're watching this on YouTube. Ribby is known for the movement that he makes to try to emulate a fish. So you see Ribby there with some minnows. Tries to do this kind of whole like body shaking thing to make it look like a fish out of water.
Oh
crowd
my gosh.
Loves it. Absolutely loves
it. He's so
it.
Talented.
So maybe that's what the person who wrote the wiki page was thinking of when they said Ribbert. You know, it's a very formal way of recognizing the Spokane Indians mascot.
I can only assume that Ribby's full name is Ribbert.
Yes, oh, for sure. Ribbert Sr., maybe.
That's actually my grandfather. You found me out. Yeah.
we've discovered.
When they gave this person the job, they were like, look, there's just one thing we need. You know about fish, right?
Yeah, right.
Like, you know how fish move? And the guy's like, first of all, he's lying. And he's like, yes, absolutely. Got that down pat.
Yep.
Day one on the job. All right, Ribby, give us your best fish.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, and the person before that, they're like, yeah, that's not enough. You got to get a little more intense about that. Imagine you're hooked and you're out of the water. Like, you got to really shake.
Kale is, like, loving this bit right now.
I don't think that's how fish work. But
I don't think so either. And then watching the little kids, the minnows, as they call them, the riblets, try to do that as well, just wandering around with, like, you know, the fish costume on, trying to just, like, shake and running into each other. It's just the best chaos that you could ever imagine.
I root for chaos always. We're going to talk a little bit about how the Spokane Indians are doing in a little bit. But we should talk about the baseball that we actually saw this weekend because I don't know if you heard, but the Rockies swept the Padres at home. I feel like that warrants an air horn. Two air horns, one from the air horn and then one from...
I actually can't help my...
It's, you can't help
I'm contractually
yourself.
Obligated
I
to follow
I can't tell which one's the real air horn.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'll just be sitting at home and I'm like, I've got to show up in the background and I hear some, welcome to the DNVR Rapid Show. And I just start doing air horns by myself in my kitchen.
That's good.
It's a reflex.
It's beautiful. This is the fourth time in franchise history, by the way, that the Rockies have the Rockies have won at least 10 in a row against any opponent. So the Rockies are on a winning streak against the Padres right now. So I love to see this, especially because Padres are pretty good.
10 straight at home against the Padres dating back to June of last year. So it has been a year since the Padres won in Coors, which is great. Of all the teams for the Rockies to kind of have their number, I don't think the Padres wouldn't have been my first guess, but here we are.
And doing it in style, too. I mean, it's not like these have been just kind of like, someone wins because someone has to win. I mean, these have been games that have been exciting. You've seen offense coming alive, some good pitching, as we saw today, mm-hmm. From the Rockies. And, yeah, I mean, it's not like this is just baseball that, you know, you're just kind of getting through and someone comes out on top. This has been good baseball that the Rockies have been playing, and it's really refreshing to see after really the last month that they've had.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, speaking of good pitching, we should talk about our DraftKings king of the game.
Smooth segue.
Antonio Senzatella, and I feel like the pitching really was key to this. He gave up only one run. We got through six innings pitched with him, three strikeouts. He gave up one home run to Luke Voit. He's a huge dude. It's going to happen. So other than that, he was sensational.
Nice. Ooh. Nice. I see what you did, Susan.
Yeah. But, you know, the close second for me, too, was Elias Diaz, who has been struggling so much. And he was phenomenal, including a home run today. What did you guys think?
Great moment on the radio call for that. Just talking about that home run drought just in time. And just baseball's the best when it does that, when it just right on cue, talking about how long it's been, and deep fly ball to right, and that thing's got a chance, and it's gone. Good for him. I mean, good for him to pick up three RBIs today, right? Two hits?
Three RBI, one walk.
RBI, thanks. Yeah. Thanks.
Mm-hmm. RBI.
Sorry, Susie.
Please, I don't mean to, respect the brand or
show.
Get out.
No, I got to. That's on me. yeah, good stuff. And the two-out RBI as well, which... I think 4-for-10 the Rockies were with runners in scoring position today, and obviously they were able to get it done in those situations this series. We did not see that in that last series that they were swept in, so that was really encouraging to see.
Well, and I wanted to go back to talking about Senzatella little bit too. I mean, the pitching performance that we saw, what really impressed me early was the fact that, you know, you give up a home run like he did to Voit. I mean, that thing was an absolute monster. And as a pitcher, it can be really easy to kind of get down on yourself when you see something like that happen early in a game, you know, and get kind of rattled. And so for me, it was impressive to see him kind of refocus, reset himself after that home run and start dealing. And he really pulled it back together after that. And that was fun to see, because I think especially with, like we've been talking about, you know, how the Rockies have been struggling this last month, it's going to take moments like that, right, where players are going to have to step up, get that mindset in order, and be able to overcome those struggles. And that was really exciting for me to be able to see Senzatella putting it together on the mound.
Yeah.
High leverage moment for me, for him, was that fourth inning strikeout of Grisham with runners in scoring mm-hmm. position. Mm-hmm. Then the Rockies' big inning comes right after that. So he like you said, just he buckled down. He stuck around long enough for the Rockies to help him out. And they have been, the starters are trying. It hasn't been perfect, yeah, but guys are 5-6 innings of competitive baseball. And if the Rockies can take advantage of runners in scoring position, they will be in these games, as we've seen in the fun series like this one.
This was a fun series for sure. And we were talking to Buddy after the game, and he was saying that the real key to Senzatella being so good today was him pitching inside to lefties. His fastball was good. He'd like to see it a little lower in the zone, but other than that, liked what he saw. Another thing that he liked, we saw a major league debut. Sean Bouchard played his first major league baseball game.
Nothing
and
better.
he was calm, but he called him poised. Ooh. But when we talked to him after the game too, he said he was feeling good. He had a wave of calm rush over him when he was getting ready to go out there, and he got a walk, his first at bat.
Better than a strikeout.
Better than a strikeout. He got on base.
He got on base.
That's key.
I mean, watching anyone in their major league debut is exciting. I'm one of those people too that, like, unless you're playing in the playoffs or in a really key game, when you see someone coming up to the plate, even if it's on the other team and it's their first at bat in the big leagues,
I agree.
Part of me is like, I kind of want them to do something good. You know, maybe not good enough to like beat us in the end, but like, you know, get a nice little hit. Like this is a moment they're gonna remember for the rest of their lives. And so for it to be a part of our own team, a part of the Rockies, it's even more exciting to see. And so I think that was really cool to be able to see for him. And like you said, didn't get out.
And you know what? He's up against Blake Snell.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, he's up against a good pitcher. And for him to do as well as he did, like, okay, I feel like this is a good sign.
Yeah. Totally. Yeah. And that also plays a factor too when you're going up there and it's your first big league at bat, it's your first big league appearance, and you have a guy who can really deal on the mound. You know, I like talking about mindset because I think baseball is so focused on, it's a huge deal having a good mindset mm-hmm. as a pitcher, as a hitter, no matter where you are on the field. And so being able to kind of overcome that and put together a quality at bat, no matter who you're facing, that's huge. Mm-hmm. And as a manager, you love to see that too, because you see that as someone who can really kind of be consistent, hopefully for your team for a lot longer in the future.
Yeah.
266th pick in the 2017 draft. Not everyone, of course, is Mike Trout, and us diehards love these, right? These moments where not every guy taken in the ninth round makes it to this level. Yeah. And just to be here, to get there on Father's Day, and you know, who knows what his relationship with his father is like, but hopefully that's a beautiful moment that they're both filing away.
You know what? I'm glad you mentioned that. His dad was there. So was a lot of his family. And they were all sitting right below the press
that's
box,
awesome.
Actually. And they were
awesome.
Really loud. Sean actually acknowledged that, too, when we were talking to him after the game. He's like, yeah, they're really loud.
But, like, you wouldn't have it any other way. Like,
exactly.
If you know, like, I know if my mom was showing up or my dad was showing up to watch me in my major league debut, I'm thinking I'd be able to hear them even from the nosebleeds. Yeah.
They made sure that they were heard.
Yeah.
It was fantastic. They were so excited. They all had their phones out. They were yelling boosh.
Nice.
It was great.
Nice.
But yeah, he you know, did mention that he was glad that his dad could be there for his major league debut, because he's like, I wouldn't be there without my dad, of course, without the rest of my family. But he wanted to get a hit for him, but he didn't. But we were like, but you got the walk.
Hey,
you got the walk.
I think seeing your son up there is a gift.
Yeah.
In and of itself.
Well, yeah. And he's from San Diego. So is do you know, were you able to find out, is his family and him Padres fans, are they, you know, is that something there that they usually root for? Because I always think that's interesting too, when, you know,
yeah,
you hear the announcers talking about, like, yeah, so and so is playing for, you know, the Yankees, but their favorite team growing up was the Red Sox. And so it's like, even though you're playing at the highest level, and, you know, you're obviously excited for your kid being able to just play in general, you're like, oh man, I'm rooting against the, you know, my favorite team growing up as a kid. So I wonder if that was a case for his family or even for him.
Yeah, yeah. We did talk to him a little bit about this when he first got to Colorado. And, you know, I think he did like the Padres, but he's like, you know, once you get to this level,
yeah,
you know, this is my team now. This is my everything. So,
yep. And I would imagine his family's on board with that, too. You're like, you know, we'll put the Padres aside for a while.
Right.
And,
yeah. You know, I saw some Padres shirts near the family gathering. So I really hope that that wasn't his family. They just happened to be near some other Padres fans.
Right.
But, you know, I guess they had to wear something to the game.
Yeah, hey,
right?
That's okay. Yeah, when you get 47,000 people at a game, you're going to have some fans from the other side. But, yeah. The Rockies were able to pull it together in front of a very good home crowd.
Susie, Patrick isn't here, so we don't have Patty stats. How about Brendan Facts? I got one for you.
Nice.
Sean Bouchard, two middle name guy. It's Sean Walter Bernard. So that's that's a nice name. Sean Walter Bernard Bouchard. Now you guys know. The more you know, and knowing is half the battle.
Thank
you. We try to inform you here.
Wow. I'm absolutely floored that
Patrick,
you came
with
these
Patrick,
take
the week facts. Off. I got you, dude.
Patrick, you relax.
Go to more baseball games, Patrick. You're okay.
Enjoy them as a fan.
Yeah.
Yeah. This was good. Garrett Hampson, back off the COVID protocol, IL, out for a couple of days. He's feeling fine. He was speedy in that triple. He was, what do they call him? Speedy Legs Hampson. He was fast.
That's
he
a
was
good one.
Fast, like a little hamster in a wheel.
Just out there hustling.
Out there hustling.
It's been building up, right? You know, you had to take mm-hmm. some time off, and now you get back out there, and it's like, all right, like someone let me out of the gates. I'm a horse ready to go.
Yeah.
Yeah, he showed off.
But yeah, that was during that big fifth inning,
that's right.
That five run. Fifth inning, that is what really turned this whole thing around. So we had a triple from Hampson, Daza walked, CJ Krohn singled, Grichuk homered, and all of a sudden, a huge lead for the Rockies.
Brendan Rodgers stuck one in there as well.
Oh, yes.
He hit that to center field, which for him counts as pulling the ball in my book.
Yep.
So mm-hmm. we'll give it to him. But yeah, to the Hampson triple to lead off that inning, MLB.com tells us raised Rockies win probability by 10%. So just, I mean, such a close game to that moment, such a huge inning. But again, not to beat a dead horse with this point, but that's such a gross expression. I got to find a different one.
Yeah, please.
It is an expression, but it's a weird one.
I know it's
one.
An expression,
it's just
but
weird.
It's a family
but
show.
The runners in scoring position. Susie, you love your boys on base, but what do we love even more than that? boys on base coming all the way around to score. Get off the bases.
Exactly. Yeah. Well said.
Temporarily on base. Yeah.
Boys on base, back off base.
Yeah. Exactly. Love to see that. Yeah. Fifth inning was big. Sixth inning, that was when we saw that Diaz home run. And again, we mentioned he's been struggling. That was his third home run of the season. Diaz had not homered since April 29th. Woo. So that is how long the Diaz slump has been. And of course, this is just one day. And Buddy was kind of echoing that too after the game. You know, he's like, yeah, it's one game, but it's good to see.
Sure.
I'm coming back a little bit.
An anecdote on the radio about him maybe sort of overthinking some of the struggles this year, especially because some of the success he was able to muster recently. And Bud Black just reminding him, hey, man, just play. You don't have to figure it all out. And you know this better than I as an actual player. Baseball is such a fickle game, and sometimes you want to fix it all at once in one outing as a pitcher or a hitter. And sometimes you just got to go out there and play.
Yeah, and I always hear that saying of, like, just have fun. You know, coaches, that's such a – it's very overused. But there are situations where – that is a thing. You know, these guys are, this is their job. This is their what they do for a living. You're doing it beyond just having fun. But we all started the same way. You know, all these players started out playing in their backyards with their dads and moms and brothers and sisters. And, you know, and so I think being able to kind of take a page out of that book and remove yourself a little bit when you are going through those struggles and just go back to having fun. If you can do that, it kind of takes you out of your head a little bit. So you're not thinking so much. I've been in slumps, even on the mound, where you're thinking so technically about, like, okay, am I getting my hip back this way? What about my rotation? Is my shoulder opening up? All these different, very technical things. And when all of that's floating around in your head when you're in a slump, it just brings you down even farther. And so being able to kind of clear all of that and go back to just the reason you started playing in the first place, that's huge. And then when it pays off, like having a home run in a situation like that and having a heck of a game as well.
Sure.
Huge, huge confidence booster to be able to get you out of that slump. And so I think just a big opportunity for him to be able to have a game like this today in front of a home crowd, build off that momentum of the crowd, and now kind of use that momentum going into their next series in Florida.
You know what's a nice confidence booster?
Oh.
Winning game two of the Stanley Cup Finals 7-0.
Yes.
That's what the Avalanche did.
Yes.
And right now, obviously, we have skin in the game as Avalanche fans, but if you want to up the game, you can get skin in the game with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook, also an official sports betting partner of the Stanley Cup Final, and it's got that can't-miss offer Susie was talking about earlier. New customers can bet $5 on either team to win their game. Get $100 in free bets no matter what, win or lose. Don't forget about those same-game parlays. The more legs you add, the more money you can win. Go ahead and download the DraftKings Sportsbook app right now. Use promo code DNVR. New customers can bet $5 on either NHL team to win and get $100 in free bets no matter what. That's code DNVR, DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the Stanley Cup Final. Of course, you must be 21 or older. Colorado only. New customers only. Minimum $5 deposit. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700. And why just talk about it, Susie, when we can be about it? I'm going to pull up my DraftKings Sportsbook app right now.
Yes.
And make a pick of the week. And I'm going to keep it simple. Kale, maybe I'm crazy for this, but after watching game two, I'm going to pick the Avalanche to win the next game.
Yeah, I would do so.
Yeah, not a bad idea,
right? I think
that's
a safe bet.
Is that fine?
That's a safe bet.
If you want to get creative and try to boost those odds, maybe look at alternative lines. They're scoring with ease right now. But I think just the money line alone is a safe bet. Place that bet, then come to the bar tomorrow, watch that game, and let's get down for what many are calling the biggest party in the history of the species.
Yeah. Of the species.
That's right.
Getting
right.
Really broad there. Yeah, and remember, the Avs are they're a road team. I mean, they are a road team. So, yeah, it should be even more exciting, if you can imagine, than yesterday.
Pumped. We want to see you here tomorrow night. We'll be throwing it out. We'll go all out for it. And listen, you don't have to watch this thing alone. Come watch it with the diehards right here.
It's going to be a good time.
I love that. Is that all?
That's all, Susie.
Perfect. You know, I'm glad we brought up the Avs again because I did get a chance to catch up with Kyle Freeland while he was packing up, getting ready to head to Miami. He had been hinting that he would have, because the Rockies have an off day on Monday.
Right.
He's like, I want to go to that game. He is a diehard Avs. He's such an Avs guy.
Colorado
he's
guy.
He's the biggest Avs guy. And I love that he supports the other teams. Like, he's just, I mean, you know, it's hometown.
You got to.
But I asked him, like, okay, are you actually going to make it? And he said, yes, they are. His wife is already on her way to Miami. He's leaving for Miami. They might have already left. I haven't checked the flights. They have a plane that's going to take them from Miami to Tampa. They got tickets.
Wow.
They're going to game three.
Dedication.
Yes.
You love to see that, too.
That's a good sign, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's
I think so, too. Sign. I also think, I mean, how can you not have confidence after last night's game? I mean, you know, yeah, if you had a reason to go out of your way to make it to a game, last night was the reason.
Yes. Knock on wood.
Yep. Knock on wood.
Hoping for the good vibes.
Find everyone. Find it. Yep.
Everyone. So everyone right. in the
you
room
down there
just
in the bar.
Knocked on wood.
Come on,
Darren.
Yeah, Darren. Come on, figure it out.
Yeah. So that's a good sign. I was concerned. They interviewed him on NHL Network about the game on Saturday. I think
he's all over the place. I've seen him at Nuggets games plenty.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good fella.
That's a lot of fun. And I know, you know, DNVR Sports actually posted a thread about, you know, local, you know, athletes from different teams supporting other teams.
Did you just plug your wife's social media game?
I didn't say it.
No, I'll say it for you. Right. That's your wife.
Yes.
She does good work.
Shout out. Yeah. Very right. Good thread.
This
love
is the
you,
second wife shout out, by
yep.
the
that
way.
Was smooth. Are you a wife
up.
Guy?
Yeah.
I think you're a wife guy.
Big wife guy. Yeah.
Happy wife, happy life.
That is the saying. Yes, we keep it going, and that great thread, of course, and you love to see all the different players from different teams coming out to support Russell Wilson, a right. guy who's just shown up kind of out of nowhere to all of our happiness.
Mm-hmm.
He's been supporting big time, and you know a lot of other players like that do the same thing, and it just really creates that kind of cool community here, which is why Denver sports is so fun. And you know we're seeing that with the Rockies right now as well, with Kyle Freeland checking out some Avs games. So yeah, it's gonna be a lot of fun.
We've seen a lot of cross contamination in a good way over the past couple of
positive
days.
Positive cross contamination.
Positive cross contamination. Yeah.
Contamination has negative connotation.
You know what?
That's just like me coming on this show. I've contaminated this show.
You're a positive cross contamination.
Okay, cool.
With
right.
Yeah,
thank
we're
you.
Good.
Oh, we got some people in the comments just like loving on the Avs.
Sounding off, dude.
People want to know where Chris Bryant is. Chris Bryant is thinking about a rehab assignment. They're okay. hoping he's back for Minnesota. That's the last we heard from Buddy.
That'd be real cool.
They're hoping he's back for the Minnesota series, which will be after Miami.
Chris Bryant. Still trying to determine if he's real or a figment of our imaginations. But
I forget that he exists all the time.
Yeah.
I kind of feel like I made him up in my head, and then I'm like, no, he's real.
I mean, that Chris Bryant? Yeah. He's that here. One? He plays for us, right? Yeah.
He's,
should help.
He is a Rocky, in theory.
Should help.
No, he should help.
Wishing him the best. Hoping he gets better and sorts out this back issue soon. Because as we know, Brendan Vogt hates back issues.
Yeah, you were stretching out earlier.
Yeah, I've got my own back issues. Yeah. I cover back issues. I can't escape back issues.
Seems like a big problem for you.
I know. I wish we had a read for a chiropractor because I would just go full Patrick Lyons right now. But yep. We don't.
I do miss the Patty stats today. That is a just one little void that we have.
I know.
I couldn't fill that in
baseball,
the press box
baseball
either.
Baseball is, it's a game of stats.
You are filling his mustache void, though, so that's nice.
Yeah. I am?
No, him. Jesus, yeah. Susie. Yeah. I was like, and let's talk about it on air.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I thought about like trying to curl my mustache coming into here, getting
no.
a little Raleigh fingers. No. Marissa warned me against doing
no.
that, too.
Yeah, that's a good stat.
Thank
would have
you,
been
Marissa.
Really, really small.
Just the mustache.
Yeah.
It's creepy?
Marissa's saying he looked creepy.
He looks like he's got a Top Gun
stash. For Christmas, I did. I did do the rooster mustache and... It was. I thought it was great.
I bet you looked great.
Mustaches
it looked,
are... called,
I'm picturing it right now.
My confidence level went like through the roof. Like I could have went
That's
out and
right.
thrown a perfect game on that day if I had.
You
that.
Should have.
I mean, we're seeing a lot of, you know, athletes. We're seeing a lot of pitchers with mustaches.
Yep.
I think it's because of Top Gun. Is it because of Top Gun?
It is.
I want to just plant my flag. I was a stash guy before Top Gun came out.
Yeah. That's
yes.
True.
Yes. Mm-hmm. You also have successfully curled your mustache as well, Kale.
It's true.
And it's
true.
A good look.
Very
I really
hipster
like it.
Of
Very
you.
Very Raleigh fingers of you.
Kale, can you confirm, is that a playoff beard that you have going on?
It's a more of a playoff stash with I haven't shaved the rest of my face in a long time.
You should, you know, dye one side of it red, the other side blue.
Yeah, you should
I did
that
once
that.
For a 4th of July. Pictures
did you really
to
do that once?
Yeah.
That's dedication for 4th of July.
Scott Spezio, shout out. Legendary St. Louis Cardinals. I know that's why everyone taps into the Rockies podcast. he had the red goatee for a playoff run. He was kind of crazy. So when I was in sixth grade, so I had a red Sharpie and I just drew the goatee
with a Sharpie.
With a
wow.
Sharpie.
Wow.
Which was
that's
not
bold.
Smart.
No.
Yeah, it took a while to get off.
Yeah.
That's where the stash.
Yeah. Yep. This is actually Sharpie.
I can
you know,
tell.
It's not
kind
real.
Oh my
God.
Yeah, he's sweating a little bit.
It's completely drawn in. Yeah, it's going to be
This is upsetting information. For some reason, I'm not like very. I'm like a little grossed out by this.
Yeah, no, I understand that. It's okay.
I'm trying to work through it.
Not everyone gets it, but you know, you'll get there. You'll get there. Don't worry.
Yeah, you're grossing Susie out, and I'm hosting the show, so like, can we not?
Yeah. Well, I mean, apparently,
it's awfully rude.
Apparently, going back to baseball. Speaking
of, should we go back to baseball?
But speaking of gross things, you know, we had talked a little bit before this, and you had mentioned that you actually like. The fried grasshoppers that are sold at the Mariners.
Yeah. Oh my God. What a seamless transition.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we were talking about gross things and I was like, you know, it doesn't get grosser than fried grasshoppers. And we were talking about all the different weird ballpark foods that we've tried. And that has to be the weirdest one.
I mean, that's definitely up there for sure. That was also high on the list. If you're watching us on YouTube, where we have fantastic shows 5 days a week, we are showing a picture of the grasshoppers that I ate in Seattle. Well, they have them at T-Mobile Park. It's like $5 for a ramekin of fried grasshoppers.
Which you could literally find outside of the park and just pick them up. $5 is $5.
You know what? They're seasoned. They taste like they're seasoning to me. Like, I don't think they taste like very much. They're like a sunflower
seed. What's the texture like, though? Is that the off-putting part? Are they too crunchy?
I feel like they're like a lighter version of a sunflower seed.
Oh, all right.
They were too soft for that. Or, like, they're crunchy. But, like they're filled with air, really. I mean, there's no substance to them at all. But really what got me is the legs. Like, if you eat anything with like those little legs, even if they're all kind of mushed together, and the person I was with at the time, he was like, yeah, just like take a handful of them, it's fine, just like, you know, eat them all at once. And but even then you could still kind of feel like the legs in your mouth, and it just was a texture thing. It was really gross.
Interesting. See, I'm a big texture girl, but I don't know if that's a thing. Big texture girl over here, but I was not bothered by the texture.
Don't think that's a thing.
Don't overthink it.
I like the nachos. Yeah, I think we should start doing nachos with, you know, topped with grasshoppers.
Yeah, I sprinkled the grasshoppers on top of my nachos. They were from
grasshoppers.
Yeah, they were from the same stand, so I'm like, these pair together.
Yeah,
I thought they were great.
Yeah,
I've got one good food and one bad food. I'll put the bad food on my good food, so now I have zero good foods.
Yeah, right.
No, it was good. It was all good. Yeah. I promise it was all good.
You'll have to make it out to Seattle sometime and try their.
Would love to. It's one of the not Seattle, obviously, but it's one of the four states I haven't been to. Five states. I don't know. I'm trying to go to Seattle is what I'm saying. Chat us so that I can go on your dime.
On your dime. Perfect.
It's worth it.
Perfect. This was a fun week for the Rockies in general.
Sure was.
A fun time at the park. Even Saturday night with the Avs playing, tons of people at that game.
Yeah.
It wasn't a sellout, but it was still a big crowd. They were all going nuts over the Avs. Every once in a while, we'd get an update. So I guess like at least seven times we got an update on the score and an update on the goals. But it was also Herman Marquez's bobblehead night, the Pisces Prince. I have it on the set. It's closer to you, Brendan, though. It's right there.
Am I supposed to touch it? Oh.
Presenting.
I mean, I was hoping you'd present it.
Oh, yeah. Bobble it. He's going to bobble it.
Bobble him, please.
He's got the bobble.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
We have a comment from Yahir. Susie loves popcorn ceiling texture. What?
I mean, think that's in relation to like he's describing
what
he thinks the crickets are like.
Yeah, whatever, I hear. Go get married.
I mean,
or something.
Go get married.
Casual.
I have never eaten popcorn ceiling before, so I'm concerned that he has eaten popcorn ceiling.
Yeah, sounds weird.
I'm worried. That sounds like lead paint poisoning to me.
That would explain a fair amount with
Yair. There's asbestos in popcorn ceiling. Well, like a lot of the old ones. We're so concerned.
Very concerning.
Thoughts and prayers for
What's worse, popcorn ceiling or grasshoppers? Oh, that's a tough one.
I have a question for you guys.
Yeah.
And gal, that's about neither. Randall Grichuk went deep today. That was super cool. When he hits home runs, they're super rad looking. But he is a bit of an all-or-nothing approach guy. Just curious, so far, what you've seen of Randall Grichuk, above, on par, below expectations? What do you sort of feel about his season so far?
You know what? That's a really good question, because I feel like before we got Randall Grichuk, I didn't really know much about him. So, okay, like, let's see. And like, as long as he's, you know, as good as or better than Tapia, I'm going to like it. And, you know, he's been a little dry for a little bit.
Sure.
But went a whole month without a home run. But we got some good home runs out of him this weekend, so I liked that.
I have a hard time with guys who are all or nothing, you know, the home run or strikeout. You either hit it to, you know, you hit it out of the ballpark or you strike out. I think that, you know, it's, for me, I feel safer in a more middle area where, like, you're getting a little more consistency out of someone as opposed to someone who has streaks of being very good. But if he is entering a kind of hot streak right now where he's hitting the ball well, he's squaring things up, his swing's really looking clean. You know, you do love to have a guy like that on your team. You think of, you know, a guy like, I don't know, Giancarlo Stanton or Aaron Judge, you know, guys who either hit it a mile or they don't hit it at all. When they're hot, best guys to have in your lineup. And so I think Grichuk has an opportunity to be kind of a Rockies version of that, where, like, if he gets hot and he's having that momentum work in his favor, he can be your guy. So hopefully we're starting to see that pick up for him as he's getting into the season. But yeah, you definitely want to avoid those lengthy slumps.
Such different role players, those two guys. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Tapia may be a guy who could help you generate runs, as opposed to Grichuk, who can sort of pull him out of thin air sometimes. Yeah. And today is a good example. I mean, especially without Chris Bryant, he's not going to do this at a star level. But is there someone with that pop? We know CJ has it, but can someone else just sort of turn innings on their head with one swing? And obviously he busted that one wide open today. So it's good to see him get going. He is a good offensive player when he's on, but he's just such a funny guy. Like, he's only batting .259 this year. That's above his career average by a good amount. Mm. That's actually him hitting it well. So he's feast or famine, but it's good to see him raking a little bit at home here.
Yeah. Speaking, we mentioned CJ Krohn, how explosive he is. How about him hitting the Krohn course during the series? Just completely cleared the bleachers.
There's nothing more exciting than watching baseball when you have power offense like that that's working. You know, like when you go to a game and don't get me wrong, I'm a pitcher. I love watching pitcher duels. I'm one of those nerds. Patrick would probably be right there with me where I'm sure. Pitcher duels, you know, that's fun baseball. And people are like, no, I want to see guys hitting it off the scoreboard into the Krohn deck. Yes. Like, that's what I want to see when I go to a baseball game, especially on Father's Day. So, you know what? I'll take myself out of my pitcher mode today and say, hey, we had a great offensive game. Mm-hmm. That was a lot of fun to watch. And we did have good pitching as well, too. So a little bit of both worlds. I was happy watching the Rockies play today. It was a fun day for Rocky baseball.
Sure.
Let me see. Hang on. Susie, keep doing your thing, show. I'm going to send something to Kale. Yeah, we'll see if we can get this going on the broadcast.
Are we getting a surprise?
A little surprise.
I'm not usually... Usually, I'm the one doing the surprises. So this is a little stressful,
a little intense
for me.
Yeah, I was going to say it's a little intense.
Okay.
It's a little intense.
When Kale's ready, we'll know. In the meantime, Susie, carry on with your whole show that you planned.
In the meantime, please.
Oh, we got it.
Okay,
as far as the Krohn course shot, chat, co-hosts, friends, I want to know, where do you put it? On the Susie, you're the official pronunciation.
It's the chronometer.
The chronometer.
Okay. It's not the chronometer. It's the chronometer.
The chronometer.
Chronometer. Like, you gotta throw an accent in there or something.
Four categories: barely Krohn, squarely Krohn, coarse Krohn, Krohn zone. I really just wanted to get this graphic up there, but we can play too. It's up to you.
Phenomenal
guys.
Graphic.
This is fantastic. I love everything about it. I would say that home run he hit over to the hot dog stand out on the concourse, that was Krohn zone. That was Krohn
zone.
Green.
I mean, it wasn't just a home run. It like went over all of the people sitting.
It was Krohn zone.
It was Krohn zone.
Full Krohn zone.
The only way it could be more Krohn zone was if it left the park.
That's true. And we only have four categories, Susie. So I think you nailed it.
You gotta start working on another category.
Yeah, for when he leaves the park.
Yeah.
Fifth one. All right, I'll have to workshop it.
We'll get there. Yeah, maybe if you have an idea, drop it in the comments, because we're looking to expand the Krohn zone, the chronometer.
The chronometer.
Very fun
Shout
stuff.
Shout out CJ. arguably chief vibe supplier this year. Although there's other candidates, but he's doing his part.
It's been fun. Pete concerned. Okay, the comments are very funny. Thank you for everyone who's tuning in, hanging out. We love to see it.
Happy Father's Day.
All right. Well, since we have Christian here, we got to talk some minor league baseball because that is his expertise. You mentioned this briefly. Here's our on the farm graphic if you're watching us on YouTube.
Wow.
It is delightful. Patrick's in it even though he's not here today.
I mean, that's...
But it's good.
That's unbelievable.
Shout out to Yahir for making this incredible farm scene.
Wait, I just need to shout out Yahir in general because he's on such a heater making graphics lately.
He's been making some hilarious stuff.
The Charlie Blackman graphic too was phenomenal. So that was very good. Yeah.
Where Charlie Blackman is the bear.
Yes, yes.
And Patrick and I are like making s'mores in the background.
And also his 54 triple double graphic. That was like super fire. Actually,
he's in his
sweet.
Bag.
He's in his bag right now.
Yo, he's listen.
He's in his zone.
He's in the zone. He's in his own crone zone.
Knew that
not to get married, yep. You know? He's got good things going on.
Yes, a lot of confidence.
All right, so, Christian.
Yes.
Apparently, there is some story about some Michael Tolia 5K Grand Slam.
Yes.
All I have are those words
that,
to go off
that
of,
is the
so
note.
I need the story.
Yeah, so, like I said, I started out right when I graduated college. I went over to Spokane and was actually their on-field host to start, which was a blast, getting to just dance in front of, you know, some cool minor league fans. Michael Tolia last year came up making his first appearance with the Spokane Indians, which now the High A affiliate for the Rockies. And so there was this company. I don't remember what the company was, but they were doing this sponsorship where they were saying, okay, if there is a grand slam at any point in the game, we will pay this person, this fan who won the raffle, $5,000. They win $5,000 if anyone hits a grand slam. And so you kind of think, like, what are the chances of someone hitting a grand slam in a game? Well, it's pretty low. You know, it doesn't happen very often, especially in the minor leagues. And so first inning, Tolia's hitting cleanup, and we get three guys on base, and we're thinking, okay, like, we have a chance. Like, this lady might win $5,000 if Tolia comes up. First swing, hits it just way, way out of the park. The lady's going crazy. Everyone's freaking out. She wins $5,000 because Michael Tolia hit a grand slam. The next inning, he hits another grand slam. So now I'm freaking out thinking, like, oh my, like, is this company going to have to
get another $5,000?
Yeah, are they going to have to just, like, throw out another $5,000?
Oh my gosh.
Turns out they capped it at one. So, they, you know, only one grand slam. Right, exactly. That's what I said. I was like, come on. Bring her another $5,000. But two grand slams Tolia hit in that same game. One of them won a fan $5,000. That was my exciting Michael Tolia moment where we were all just like, what are the chances of one grand slam, let alone two, hit
That's
by the
crazy.
Same guy in two innings?
That is incredible.
Eight RBIs in two innings. Yeah, $5,000.
Wow.
What a moment.
Good for him.
Good minor league baseball story.
Good
too.
Good minor
like, geez,
league
yeah,
baseball
like,
story.
Yeah. That's just fun minor leagues right there.
Yes,
I'm surrounded by some minor league connoisseurs here. Both of you really have. You more than dipped your toes. You've fully gone swimming in that pool.
Oh yeah, we have swam in the Ribby the Red Band Trout's rivers. That's for sure.
That was poetic. That was fantastic.
You fit right into this show.
That's where we belong.
Patrick
absurd.
Just sat back and nodded slowly.
It's like, that was good and it was weird.
It was weird.
We like it.
Shout out Jonathan in the chat. Thanks for hanging. Back to...
Oh, yeah.
Enjoy your work day. Work sucks, I know.
Oh.
All the small things, though.
That was
Avalanche?
Nice.
Come
that
on.
Was nice.
I'm a company man,
that was good.
I'm dialed in.
Nice. Stoked for the abs though,
but yeah, no, talking about the minor leagues though,
yeah.
I mean, you know, it's tough because I've been, you know, we moved here about 8 months ago, so I've been kind of disconnected from at least the Spokane Indians and, you know, that for a little bit, but you know, I have kind of stayed in touch with a lot of the reporters that were covering the team, and one of the players I really wanted to talk about, Zach Veen, who is one of the top prospects.
We gotta talk
the Rockies.
About Zach Veen.
Yeah, you know, he's really starting to kind of pick up his pace recently. Started out the season this year with a slump, only hitting about .180. But in the last few games, he had two home runs in their game against Hillsborough on Tuesday. And he's been starting to kind of, you're starting to see the developments show through. I think baseball is one of those sports where you can get top prospects, and even if you have some of the best players getting drafted, it's still no guarantee that they're going to really mature through the minors in the way that you're wanting them to. And so, and some of them take longer than others. And so for Veen to start to kind of get his stride that we're seeing right now out in Eastern Washington, that's been really, really cool to see. And so hopefully he can be one of those players that you're looking down the road in a few years as the Rockies kind of embrace, hopefully, a rebuild phase. Yeah, fingers crossed that that is the plan, that he can be a key part of that in the future.
Yeah, for sure. I'm glad we're talking about the minors. I don't know if you guys saw this, but Albuquerque, the Isotopes, had a crazy long doubleheader. So they got rained out on Friday. So then Saturday they were supposed to have a doubleheader. That the second half of that doubleheader got delayed. First pitch wasn't until 10:20 p.m., that game went on past midnight.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, gosh.
But
10:20 p.m. I thought, like, 7 o'clock Avs games were late.
No. They did not get started until almost 10:30.
The bullpen's just, like, napping innings 3 through 6. Like, let us know.
But they swept that doubleheader.
Good for them.
Yeah. Wow. So.
Start all the games at 10:20.
Start, yeah, I'm sure.
Sounds like an East Coast thing. you know, to, like, you think of, like, you're living on the East Coast, you go visit the East Coast for a second, you go watch a game, and, you know, the game starts at, like, 9 p.m., it feels like, and you're just like, oh, this isn't going to be over till 1. But yeah, 10 o'clock first pitch. I don't think I've ever started a game past 9. I think I've had a couple delays that, like, got close to 9, but never 10 o'clock.
10 o'clock. I mean, it's not really baseball time. For some people living in Colorado, it's light shade time. 10 p.m. Nice time to settle
look
down,
at this
right?
Guy.
So you could go to Light Shade Dispensary, Colorado's premier dispensary, which has 11 convenient locations, including a Barnum location now, one block off 6 and Federal. That's their biggest location with their biggest supply of products. And specialty products are not offered at all locations, so if you want to make sure you're getting everything you want, head to the Barnum one. But also, most importantly, go in person. There's so much, you know, convenient methods right now to getting just about anything. And yes, you could order online, but when shopping for marijuana, it's important to find the experience that works best for you. Everyone responds differently. Every strain's a little different. And it's not just about having fun. It's about maximizing your experience and doing it responsibly. So Lightshade will help you out. Check them out. Talk to a bud tender. Find out what works for you. And just know that when you use code DNVR, you're going to get 25% off all non-sale items. Again, that's promo code DNVR at Lightshade, Colorado's premier dispensary. Now, sometimes when I partake in Lightshade, I get really, really hungry. I've been trying to eat some hummus and carrots when I get the munchies lately.
Oh, that doesn't do it.
But that doesn't do it. Sometimes you just got to call Sexy Pizza.
Yes.
And say, look, I'm feeling sexy and I'm feeling hungry. You guys seemed like the right people to call. Sexy Pizza, it's pizza, it's local, it's Colorado. And you know that we've had Sexy Pizza at all of our Broncos tailgates. Sometimes they come through our events here at the bar. People who have tried it, they know it's good. And here's what you need to know. You can get 15% off your entire order using the promo code DNVRAVS. So if you can't make it to the DNVR bar for these games, which you should, but if you can't, I understand. Make sure you hit up Sexy Pizza. Have them cater your party at home. And we can all just feel sexy. Well, gorging, just stuffing pizza down our throats.
I've never heard anyone be described as sexy while eating carrots and hummus, but pizza?
That's right.
That is a sexy thing.
You feel sexy when you're eating pizza. That's a fact.
You feel it. You look it is just sexy
pizza.
I'm
hungry now, so there we go.
Sexy pizza.
I'm hungry too. Love sexy it. Pizza. Hit them up for all your pizza-related needs.
I gotta say, Brandon Vogete, your ad reads, your segues have been very Patrick-esque.
Thanks.
Some really good...
Thanks. I've got a lot of experience butchering the ad reads on DNVR Nuggets, so I'm getting comfortable.
Yeah, you gotta like learn from mistakes so that you can, you know...
Well, I don't do that part so much. I certainly make the mistakes. Adam would prefer I start learning from them. I think it's better content if I don't. Call it creative difference.
Listen, I'll learn from my mistakes when I'm dead.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's a saying,
only
right?
Only learn from success. That's, yeah. That's
and then put on my gravestone... Probably did not learn from any of this.
We're going to workshop that. That sounds like a good bit. Let's bring it back to Father's Day.
Okay.
Staying in the realm of minor leagues, the Fresno Grizzlies on Father's Day, every game update they tweeted out, they included a dad joke.
Oh.
Amazing.
Yeah.
You and RK probably enjoyed that.
I'm very excited about it. So, where does a catcher sit for dinner?
Behind the plate.
Yeah. Natural like dad. Natural dad stuff. Have you ever seen a line drive? No, but I have seen a baseball park. It's a thinker.
I actually didn't get that when I read it. You saying it, I understand now. That's good. That's good.
It's a thinker.
It's a thinker. It's a thinker.
I don't know if I'm dad enough yet.
Like, I did have to think about that.
This is the barometer, you know?
Yes, dadometer. Yeah.
The dadometer. Yep.
Okay.
Dadometer. You guys still have ways to go. Yes. But I thought that was great that they were doing that. Another thing that got some social media attention in the minor league world, the Yard Goats are continuing to make weird foods with donuts at Dunkin' Donuts Park. It's very name appropriate, but they have this sandwich that is just stacks of donuts with bacon.
My God.
And munchkins. It's huge. Wow. It's enormous. That's so probably my hope you're watching us on YouTube because you get to see that. I don't know how you would have to unhinge your jaw to eat this thing.
Yeah, how do you even approach that? And for those who can't see it, it's like three donuts.
No, don't explain to them. They got to get their butts over to YouTube and then they'll see.
Stacked on top of each other. That is insane.
That is crazy.
Attack that.
I think one donut at a time.
Yeah, right.
Probably, pull them apart. Pull the bacon off.
Yeah, one of my favorite things the Yard Goats have ever made is it's a skewer with these chicken tenders on it, and in between the chicken tenders are Dunkin' Donuts munchkins.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, wow.
They're actually really good.
That's pretty good.
They just put some barbecue sauce on it. It's totally chaotic, but it's great.
I'm getting Voodoo Donuts after this.
Yeah, I know. You're getting hungry. We've talked a lot about food.
I mean, when Susie is running the show, we're going to talk a lot about food. It's quite unfortunate. I know. But let's look forward to the rest of this week. The Rockies are off on Monday. Patrick will be back on Monday, though, with Drew Goodman. But Tuesday, you know, we've got some things moving around. Tuesday, we're expecting Ryan Feltner to get the start in Miami against Daniel Castano. But Austin Gomber moving to the bullpen.
Mm.
He's been struggling a bit, so he is moving to the bullpen. Ryan Feltner is going to get that start. So we'll see how that looks. Wednesday, Chad Kuhl will be starting against Pablo Lopez. Thursday, Kyle Freeland, resident Avs guy, has the start against left-handed pitcher Braxton Garrett. And Wednesday, if I'm counting correctly, is the 69th game of the season for the Rockies.
Big day. Big day.
There we go.
Susie, your brand is so defined.
I think I knew your brand so much.
Before I knew you personally. I knew your brand like down pat. It's a bullet point thing, but
he knew you better than he knows you now.
That's true.
I mean, honestly, I am nothing if not a brand.
That's how it should be.
You are a brand.
Some other transactions. Alan Trejo optioned back to AAA Albuquerque. And Tyler Kinley moved to the 60-day IL to make some room on the 40-man.
That's not good news.
But we still saw him running around the park today. He and his 3-year-old son, Harrison,
were
running around during warm-ups. It was super cute. They also brought, air quotes, a care package of goodies for the guys to wish them a happy Father's Day, which was super cute. But
very dope.
Yeah, the Kinleys were out warming up. It was adorable. But I know you guys have some dads you want to shout out.
No, I'm just kidding.
Shout out John
Vodrete. I think we know everyone gets into baseball for so many different reasons, boys and girls, through their moms, through their dads. For me personally, my relationship with my dad and baseball are near synonymous. And he obviously is one of the most important people in my life, but with regards to my love of the game, he is the most important person in my life. Dad, thanks for teaching me the game. Thanks for taking me to games. I hope you watched a game today, even though they lost the Cardinals. And I hope you have a great day.
Gosh.
I love you.
Yeah. And same. I mean, you talk about, you know, kind of growing the love for baseball. And, you know, both my parents were really big in my life for growing my love of baseball. But my dad, being a player in himself, you know, really helped me to kind of learn the ins and outs of being a player and the type of player I wanted to be. And even though baseball isn't what I do for a living now, I continue to love the sport because of my dad, Jose Saez. So shout out to him as well. And getting to just enjoy baseball as a family, I think, is a super cool part of the game. And that's any sport, really. But sure, like baseball, I think, in my opinion, maybe I'm just really biased, but like, you know, but more so than other sports in some ways, where you just get to be kind of it feels a little more family oriented. And so, yeah, I think really special when you get to have these kind of Sundays where you get to have the family out at the ballpark, celebrate dads, fathers out there that are, you know, taking the good steps to raise their sons and daughters in the great game of baseball.
Beautifully said.
Thank you.
A man of words. Kale, you want to say hi to your dad?
Yeah, shout out Paul Sorbo.
Paul.
He's a great dude, the reason I love sports, and he took me to a lot of games to see Larry Walker and Todd Helton. And thank
Let's
you
go.
For that.
Let's go,
yeah.
Paul.
Yeah, dads are great. I actually even brought my Ken Griffey Jr. and Senior Father's Day.
Oh, flash those. Ones. Flash them.
Pick them feet up for the
feet
guys.
Got the junior on one side. That might have been the senior. The junior on the other side, senior. Yeah. It's good stuff. I don't think I'm that flexible ever, so that was, wow.
I've got these Birkenstocks on.
Put those away.
Not relevant, just thought I'd...
put those away, Brendan.
Okay, sorry.
Also, speaking of shoes, we were talking about it before that. I've completely spaced on the name, but the one of the C-Sheck was rocking the New Balance cleats today in honor of...
I should have sent Kale a picture of these.
Of Father's Day, yeah, the dad shoes. The dad cleats, I love those.
I got an absolute kick out of these, so no pun intended.
I think you intended that. I don't believe you. I wish I planned better.
Yeah. No, but I love that they turned the classic dad shoe into an actual functioning cleat.
Yes.
That's hilarious.
That is
so
amazing.
Appropriate for Father's Day.
That would honestly, if I had the money to just buy a ton of crazy cleats, that would have been one of my favorites. That was
for
a good one.
For sure. We got to see Ryan McMahon's Father's Day cleats. They had they were so cute. They had these doodles on them, and the inside had dad with a heart in it. It's okay, I love that we're balling out. Love that we're repping Father's Day. Speaking of repping, there was a whole family wearing DNVR gear at the game.
Oh,
you love to see it.
Oh, we love to see it. Oh, shout out these fine folk.
Yes.
If you're watching, listening, that's you. Shout out you.
Yeah, it's like making it on the Jumbotron. But way cooler.
Everyone's wearing DNVR gear, so obviously that guy was raised right by his father.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
yep.
We love to see it.
Yeah,
that is cool.
And we love to see a series sweep, guys. You know, I'm happy that you guys were here to join me.
Yes.
To break it all down. This was a lot of fun.
Are the Rockies just better than the Padres? I think so. I'm just going to declare it. The Rockies are better than the Padres.
Yeah.
I mean, I think the Padres are definitely feeling pretty rotten about how the series went for them. I don't think they were. I was not expecting the Rockies to sweep the Padres, especially after being swept by the Guardians.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And the record between the Rockies and the Padres historically speaks for itself. So I think you're onto something there.
I'm just saying. Here's the thing. It doesn't matter if you're good. If you're better than a great team, that makes you great in my eyes.
Exactly. Yeah. Let's hope that this, continues.
Yeah,
I do think
the momentum though is good. Taking that momentum after coming off from a slump, rolling with that into a series that is very manageable in Miami, and hopefully they can keep rolling with that and turn it into something as we are getting closer to halfway through the season.
Don't follow this by getting swept, please.
Just get one.
We've said the word momentum a lot, which is usually Patrick's way of ending the show.
That's right. Do it.
It's not my way of ending the show. But Christian, tell our fantastic listeners and viewers where they can follow you, where they can find you, where they can interact with you.
Yes. Interact with me on the Twitter is probably the best way, at CJJSAEZ. That's CJJ Saez on Twitter. But really all social media forms, Instagram too. I'm also around the bar. I'll be here tomorrow at the Baby Ball here at DNVR Bar tomorrow. So that is going to be a blast. So come talk to us, hang out with us, and let's have a good time.
This is a guy who listens.
Baby Ball.
Watches the show.
I had to throw that one out there.
Really smooth. Yeah. Making me a little self-conscious. But
it's okay.
Not like I do this
so
for a living
smooth.
Or anything.
I'm just happy to be here. This has been fun. This has been a lot of fun.
We loved having you. We're going to have you back for sure. Yeah.
Totally. I'm around. I'm around by association as well. So, I tend to hang out here.
Yeah.
It's a good
Brendan,
place.
Where can we find you?
I'm on Twitter at Brendan Vogt. And if you're looking to hang out in person, I'm at Choice Market a lot on Colfax. I'm just kind of hanging around there usually.
Yeah.
That sounds very wholesome and not creepy at all.
I'm just
getting some carrots and hummus.
Yeah,
before you go get sexy pizza.
If you want to know where you can find me, typically at Choice Market.
Typically, but maybe at the Baby Ball.
Yes.
Or sometimes a baby ball.
All right, guys. Thanks so much for joining us for this DNVR Rockies podcast. And I am at the Susie Hunter on all platforms. And we know Patrick has a saying about momentum. But you know what they say about sayings is that I don't have one.
Oh, that's good.
So we'll see you later.
Oh, that was really good.